Welcome to the Think TLH podcast, brought to you by the Knight Creative Communities Institute. This is a show about innovators, creative thinkers, and individuals that are making transformative change here in Tallahassee, Florida. Today we have with us the founder of the newest brewery in Tallahassee, Nick Walker from Ology Brewing Co. Raised in a family of researchers and scientists, Nick was inspired to use his biology and nursing degrees to start a local brewery that specializes in taste, smell, and biology. Stand by to hear why he decided to start his business in Tallahassee, Florida. Well, Nick, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Well, give us a little bit of background. You know, what sparked your idea to start a brewery?
I grew up in a family of scientists. My dad and my granddad both did sensory research. So sense of smell, sense of taste, and how we perceive stimuli and how that interprets into something that we enjoy and something that we don't enjoy. And so with that background, and I knew I didn't want to do research, but I knew I loved science. So I got my bio degree. Then I got my nursing degree. Started homebrewing when I turned 21 and really decided to marry those ideas of science and research and how do we perceive things and how can we enhance what we are doing.
So do your parents get to come in and try some of the new brews?
They do. They love experiencing new ones.
And I bet they always can give that unique feedback based on that sense of taste, especially, and the chemistry behind it.
Yep.
That's fun. So did you always want to be an entrepreneur? You know, when you were growing up, did you ever think I'm going to start my own brewery?
A big factor in us starting was I have two friends that are I've known them about 20 years each, and they really started pushing me to get this going. They knew I loved beer. They knew I wanted to pursue a career in beer, but didn't really think I could. And I had no clue about entrepreneurship, had no clue about business, no clue about any of that kind of thing. But I had really those two guys that pushed me into doing it.
What was the tipping point, do you think, that really took you from doing homebrew to turning it into a business?
I think it's just sitting down and taking time and seeing that it could work, that there was an actual possibility of it. I didn't even know how to think about it in that sense. I just knew that I liked beer and I wanted to make it, and I enjoyed it, and I think I was pretty good at it. And these guys were the ones that really could sit me down, could take the time to look at a business plan, how the economics work, how does time work and where, and making that all fit together.
Now, how did Tallahassee play into a factor with that? What made you choose Tallahassee out of all the cities in the United States where you could have gone and started a brewery?
I'm fourth generation Tallahassee. I love Tallahassee, grew up here. My grandfather moved here for FSU to do research there, and I've been here since, I think I was 9 when we moved here. And I've just seen it grow so much. It's been past 10 years. It's been awesome to see how much more culture, how much more food, how much just stuff to do we've gained in Tallahassee.
Well, and when you started a brewery, you took it almost to the next level. I mean, it really is this unique, eclectic space. You know, I think everything from the countertops that you've utilized to the garage doors, you know, they all have a story, and that goes into the experience of that sensory experience of having a cold beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so much of what we wanted to do. Is we didn't want to just open a brewery. We wanted to open a place where you experience good beer and understand why beer tastes the way it does. Why does it smell different when it's in this glass, or whatever you wanted to learn, whatever it is. We wanted to create an opportunity for people to perceive the beer the best way they could. So down to our glassware, like you're talking about, just the ambiance in general is about the beer, not about necessarily where you are.
What were some of the unique features you brought into play in, as you were thinking about the design of the space, or that, you know, truly creating this unique place for the tastings?
Right. I've done a lot of beer traveling, and that's a big part of what I was doing.
That's fun.
growing the past 10 years have been me going to a bunch of different cities and states and trying just to see what was to offer with craft beer. And I think I was able to bring a lot of those ideas to Tallahassee. We kept everything pretty modern and kind of industrial. We didn't spend too much time or money on the actual tap room itself. We really wanted to make the beer the focus. And that's something I really enjoyed when I went to a brewery, is you can go to a really cool space, but if the beer's not very good, it doesn't really matter to me. So we want you to be able to focus on the beer and not necessarily focus on where you are.
And you've definitely done that successfully. Mm-hmm. I mean, the beer is what people remember and leave with and what keeps them coming back for more.
Yeah, I think we've done well with that.
You've also helped kind of revitalize a certain part of town. You know, really, you all came in to 6th Avenue in Midtown, and I've noticed other areas around you are starting to really revitalize and build up. You know, how do you feel you have played a part in that?
It's all community. We have the Levy Park neighborhood right behind us. They're very warm and open arms to us when we were just getting started. One of our neighbors, he donated some wood to us so that he actually built a countertop for us out of wood that was on his property from an old bootlegger house. And he planed it, did all you do with wood to make it what it is. And it's kind of a housewarming gift for us. And so I think that's really neat. The neighborhood's been playing a great role in us being there. And I like to think we're helping them out. I also see all the businesses around us, like you said, are growing. We're getting more food. Liberty's a great neighbor. They kind of exchange patrons back and forth. Different feels, but kind of the same customer base. It's been great.
It really has. I love that area. So with Tallahassee's growing craft beer scene, how does Ology's focus on science make it different?
I think we've focused on, I'm going to make the best beer I can make. And if I don't make a good beer, that's something we said from the beginning, we're going to dump it. It's 100% in if we like the beer. And if it's 99%, probably are not going to serve it. And that's a big decision we budgeted for and wanted to make sure we did as a company. The next step of that is everything down to the glassware. We have glassware that I think helps you really cone the smell the best. You can handle the beer, make it warmer, cooler. Can't really make it cooler, but you can make it warm less fast and the way you hold it. So the experience is controllable, and you come to Ology to try beer and to taste really good beer, and I think in our efforts make it the best possible experience you can have in that.
I've never noticed the cups before. I'm gonna have to pay attention to that next time I'm in there and how the cup really complements the flavors.
Our website actually has a little tutorial on how to hold a glass depending on what beer you have.
Very cool.
It's a great thing to look at.
Very cool. So what do you think it is about Tallahassee that promotes innovation?
I think Tallahassee's growing. I think that's a really neat place to be in a city. Is I used to do a lot of beer travel because we didn't have it here in Tallahassee. In the past 7 years, we have 5 breweries that are growing and doing well. I think that's probably pretty true with every facet of businesses in Tallahassee. So we're just growing and we're becoming kind of into ourselves, and that means it's a great opportunity for somebody to start what they want to do.
And do you think the people kind of lend to that innovation as well? I know you mentioned there were 2 individuals that really pushed you to kind of take it from homebrew to helped you formulate how to bring this idea to fruition and helped with your entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. When I think of Tallahassee, I've heard it a lot, is we are a small town, but we're growing. And I don't know how many people I've run into from high school just randomly at Ology or out shopping or anything like that. I've run into other brewers all the time, just out and about. And then I think it's neat because there's this local trend going around in the United States, but Tallahassee is local. It's not just, they're from our city way across the city, and I've never been there, but we have Tallahassee where local is actually like tangibly local. I can drive anywhere in 10 minutes and you can actually see where something's made. And we're still small enough to where you get that, you get this feeling of closeness.
I do. I think that closeness and the people are truly one of the things that makes Tallahassee special. What other traits would you say about Tallahassee make it stand out?
I think we have a lot of outdoor stuff we can do. That's something I grew up doing, whether it's the beach, Wakulla Springs, or hiking down at Torreya, a lot of fishing opportunities. I think outdoors active people also like to just be active in life in general. Socially, I was just out in Denver 2 weeks ago, and summer, everybody's out and about because they can actually be out and about. It's not snowing and icy. And everybody just wants to be outdoors, whether
right.
It's going to a brewery or hiking, whatever. And those people just enjoy life and love being social.
And of course, they can do all those activities here in Tallahassee and
Absolutely.
Then stop by Ology and grab a brew.
Yep.
And especially in the fall when the weather's wonderful, sit outside and enjoy the outside space as well.
Absolutely.
What else would you like to add about Ology?
We just started canning beer. That's something that we've been wanting to do for a while, but we're pretty small. We brew 5 barrels at a time, which means 160 gallons, which translates into about 10 kegs, which isn't that much per batch, but we've been able to organize our brew schedule where we now offer cans so people can take a 4-pack and take it to a game for tailgating, can take it out camping, whatever they want to do. I think it's an opportunity that we have a tap room and it's great. It's small and very intimate, and we created it so that you can be a part of the brew area and part of the bartenders can really interact with everybody. But this creates an opportunity for somebody to take the beer out and have a great experience with it elsewhere as well.
So is Ology where they can buy that canned beer right now?
Yes, we are currently not distributing any beer. We are just in Tallahassee, just in our tap room.
That's great, though. Mm-hmm. That's awesome that people can come in and then take some home with them or out to wherever they're going.
Yeah, it's been great for us, and I think customers really liked it.
Now, where can people go to get more information about Ology?
We have our website. It's ologybrewing.com. Pretty much all the social media platforms, we've got them going, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Cool. Nick, thanks for coming out today. Absolutely. And talking with us. And we love how you've combined science and incorporated that into this unique flavor and a great brew.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute. If you want to learn more or hear other episodes, go to kccitallahassee.com/thinktlh. Please also subscribe to the show through Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, give us a review. And for more updates, follow us at KCCI Tallahassee on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check back every Thursday for another episode of Think TLH. Our show is produced and edited by Allison Levitt, and I'm Betsy Couch, and you've been listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute.